Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is 6:15 on this Friday morning, Father's Day weekend, Friday the 13th. Could be hot and humid as normal, but the tropics are quiet, so even though it's early, we'll still take it. We're going to talk about President Trump and the National Guard and Marines in Los Angeles and what's going on there with the courts and so forth. Jamie Rowan joins us now, Associate Professor of Legal Studies at UMass Amherst and Director of the Center for Justice, Law, and Societies. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. Let's talk about what is going on. You know, so much of this reminds me, and my age is a closely kept secret, but of the late 60s and the protests on campus and how people were drawing lines about shoot the protesters, don't shoot the protesters, Kent State. You know, I'm really going back now. People are going to have to Google all of this stuff. And what got lost, as my memory serves me correctly, was not the legalities. It was, I'm right, you're wrong, do this, do that, law and order, force of law, constitutional freedom, right to protest, etc. And it seems like we're going down that same path here. Am I wrong?
Well, there are similarities, and then there are bigger questions going on here. And I think the similarities are, when you talk about the right to protest, no one has a right to loot and commit vandalism.
Right.
I think we all agree.
Mm-hmm.
Where we might disagree is that most people in the state level would say the proper community to be taking care of the looters and the people engaging in violence is the local police force. That actually is the way the Constitution is written, is that the 10th Amendment says if it's not expressed in the Constitution for the federal government, everything else is left to the states, in particular police powers. That was very fundamental to our constitutional order, that states are in charge of policing. And so what President Trump is saying is, well, actually, I think that the federal government should be involved here, and I think the military should be involved here. And that's also a really big difference, because the military is not supposed to be involved in domestic policing. And there's really good reason for that. Domestic police forces are thinking about the Constitution, both the federal and the states, and they're thinking about due process, and they're thinking about not using lethal force. That's not what their training is for. The military, by contrast, is for national security. And in national security contexts, they're not following the same due process protections. They don't have the same type of training, and they have a different framework that they're thinking about. And so we don't, as a country, historically, want the military doing domestic law enforcement. That was very important to the founders of this country, because the king would often deploy the military, and that violated all sorts of rights that we hold dear in this country. And so that's the big difference, is that Trump says, well, we can all agree that the violence is bad. Trump thinks he wants the military involved, and the governor of California and the communities in Los Angeles do not.
So the president's legal team is saying that the unrest in Los Angeles poses a danger of rebellion, which would be one of several predicates, as I understand it, for his power to federalize California's guard troops. But I got to say, you know, people are going to get mad when I bring this up, but I know what I saw on January 6th. And if there was ever a danger of rebellion, that was it. Now, you can go back and cleanse it with whatever your memory, however you want to cleanse your memory with. And that's your opinion. This is America. You can do what you want. You can say it was this, it was that. You can buy this conspiracy theory. What I saw, what I will go to my grave believing I saw, is an attempt to overthrow the federal government. And that effort was put down, but after the people that were involved in it were pardoned by this same president who says that now these people pose a danger of rebellion. Am I missing something here or not?
I think that if you're going to hold one party to one standard, you should hold the other. You should hold the party to the same standard in a different situation. So I think what you're paying attention to is important. What other people are saying is that the protests in Los Angeles are organized. And I see a lot of media reporting on this was pre-planned and organized. It was pre-planned to the extent that there are listservs where if there is a fear of immigration raids, people show up at the same place to protest peacefully. And then what is not planned is violence, and at least on a mass scale. There might be, again, small groups of people thinking of being opportunistic. But in terms of the definition of rebellion, Breyer is a judge that just issued the decision as to whether or not Trump's definition of rebellion meets the legal standard. And he says it absolutely doesn't, and courts should be able to interpret this. Rebellion is an attempt to overthrow the government. And this is where people are quite nervous about what Trump is doing, because he is saying protest is rebellion. And the other rule that Trump is relying on is that you can call in the militias, you can call in the National Guard if you are unable to execute laws. And what that judge says is that's just not the case here. The protesters might be making it harder to enforce the immigration laws, but you're still arresting migrants. You're not unable to execute the law. So both prongs of that justification for deploying the National Guard, that judge said, aren't true. And we really do need to think through. Protest is part of American history and society, and the calling of that as rebellion, even if there is terrible violence we should all condemn, is scary because it suggests that the president could call any type of resistance, which means literally holding up a sign that says we disagree with what you're doing, as rebellion.
That's the way it seems to me. Somebody texted in and said, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that the same thing that happened on January 6th as far as pre-planning and so forth, and then it turned violent? To me, that's exactly what happened. Again, this is America. Everybody can believe what they want. The same legislators that ran in fear and terror on January 6th, I didn't think at that time, Jamie, that they would back up. Because I remember texting Jordan, our producer, and saying, you know, this is personal. This is them. I can't imagine them reversing course on this. But they did, because of politics, I guess. And I don't see the difference between this and January 6th. Again,
there's a big difference. The January 6th protests were pre-planned violence. Planned violence. These protests in Los Angeles is not pre-planned violence.
That's, I guess, what I'm trying to say in my own clumsy way, is that you can't say that this is an attempt at rebellion and then pardon the January 6th protesters. That, to me, is just foolish on the face of it. Again, this is America. You can believe what you want. You can go back and sanitize whatever you want into whatever you want to believe. But as for me, Tommy Tucker, I know what I saw and I know what I believe. 6:22, more when we come back. Traffic now, WWL. 6:28, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Jamie Rowan, Associate Professor of Legal Studies at UMass Amherst and Director of the Center for Justice, Law, and Society. Somebody texted in and said, laws aren't always right, and certainly not all judges are just or care about enforcement of laws, but advancing agendas on both sides. Keep going back 6 years and brushing over these bunch of thugs in these big cities. Yes, January 6th, 6 years ago, was an attempt to overthrow the government, and we would have been better off had it been successful. I don't agree with this person that texted in, but at least I applaud them for being honest and recognizing January 6th for what it was. But that was 6 years ago. So moving forward, for people that think they're in favor of the Marines coming out and planting a flag in Dodger Stadium, whatever they would do, and what President wants to do to shut down this rebellion, what is the danger going forward, Jamie? And explain, if you will, why you better watch what you ask for, because you may just get it.
When I think about the Tea Party protests that erupted, those were people expressing disdain for where the government was going. And at the time, the Democratic president didn't say, that's rebellion. You're asking for a different form of government. I think I should have the right to call in military to scare you and threaten lethal force. That's the way people should think about this, is that even if they disagree with what the people in Los Angeles are protesting against, there might be a time where they feel that the government doesn't represent them and they want to step up and they want to protest it, and they might want to engage in civil disobedience. And I think that's the question here. Violence is a problem. Looting is a problem. Property destruction is a problem. It should not be allowed, and the police should stop it, and it should arrest those people. But when we deploy military to take care of that, it by definition escalates, and those people who are in the military, like I said, aren't trained to deal with this. And so anyone, again, who thinks I don't agree with them and I think it's important to make it stop, that's fine. The question is, who should stop it? And the way that the framers of the country said that should be stopped is the police.
And somebody brought up integration back in the day, but when those federal troops were dispatched, that's because local law enforcement would not do what the courts told them to do, right?
Absolutely. I've been paying attention to that. And again, the rule is if the federal government is unable to execute the law, and so they were unable to integrate schools, and so they sent in troops. And I can see why that might bring up parallels for people. The issue here is that the federal immigration agents are able to execute the laws. They're just being slowed down. And we might want questions.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Why? Why are the protesters upset about this? They're upset because Trump said he would go after the violent criminals, and he's not. He's going after the workers. And these are blended families. Some are citizens, some are not. And so people are very scared because their communities are blended.
Thank you, Jamie. Appreciate your time. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to Stephen Procopio, president of Public Affairs Research Council, about the legislative session right now. Time for WWL First News. Well, legislative session is over. Governor says he might call him back for a special session about this CVS pharmacy benefit manager thing that we started talking about, I think, 2 days ago and then covered yesterday. We're going to go into depth on it on Monday, so we'll see what happens with the special session. And it seems as though that text message by CVS and the pharmacy benefit manager thing kind of hijacked the session, which was supposed to be all about insurance, and I guess that had something to do with health insurance, but two of the big things that drew a lot of attention, SB 235 and HB 356, did not pass, and those are the ones that people were saying might have helped Louisiana homeowners the most as it relates to insurance. SB 235 would have created an annual tax credit up to $2,000 for homeowners' insurance payments. It would have been available to anybody anyone with homeowners coverage and an income level no greater than 200% of the federal poverty level. It sunsetted after 10 years. That was the provision in it. It didn't pass. So basically that was, as I understand it, subsidized insurance for people. The other was the bill by Jacob Burrow-Belchase that we talked about that would have required insurance companies to let homeowners who are free of mortgages purchase stated value policies, which would cover the home for a lesser amount chosen by the homeowner rather than for its full market value. And as it relates to that, I don't know if it's the legislature thinking they were protecting people from themselves, because as I said, as we discussed it, I could see where in this calm of June 13th with nothing out in the Gulf and people thinking, well, I need some insurance on my home, maybe $50,000 that they can afford on a $250,000 house might seem like a good idea. And maybe it would be, depending on the deductible and how the policy was stated, and structured, and who got, like, the $50,000. Was there no deductible? Was there a deductible before that, before the $50,000 kicked in? That would all apply to how the rate was structured. But my fear was that while it seemed like a good idea on June 13th, when it came August 29th or September 5th, and God forbid a storm blows through and destroys your home, you only got $50,000 of coverage when you need $250,000 to rebuild, and then you're going to be looking for somebody to bail you out. And somebody to bail you out means either the state government or the federal government, which means people like me who have paid our insurance premiums. So you can look at it one way. HB 356 would have allowed you to take that risk if you wanted to. And my concern was that after you took that risk, if you lost, you would come looking for help from the taxpayers, which would be me and other people, right? And then the other one by Royce DuPlessis, SB 235, would have created tax credits for people of lower income, which is, again, subsidizing insurance. Either way you look at it, it's the government subsidizing insurance. So we're supposed to talk to Stephen Procopio, president of the Public Affairs Research Council, who apparently might have had a late night. So whenever we do that, we always audible to this. Tim Zimmer knew what was going on. He was all ready for the Who Are You game. It's an exhibition, not a competition. There are no prizes. No wagering, please. But what you can do is you can listen to this voice I'm about to play for you. And this is a twofer. This is from two different movies. So you got one actor, two different characters. And if you recognize who this is and you care to play for funsies, because, again, there are no prizes, you can text your answer to 504-260-1870. That's the Elkhorn Art Jeweler talk and text line. And I read some of the answers when we come back. Or I guess if you want, you can call and tell us, who are you? Who is this? Well, who are you? There you go. It's one actor. So you can give me his name, two different roles. You can give me their names, the names of the characters, or you can give me the movies that they were in if you like. 504-260-1870, 649, 10 till 7. We had to call an audible there. Kill, kill, kill. Yellow 30, yellow 30, Omaha. Let's take a look at traffic now, WWL. 6:55, 5 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Friday the 13th. You knew there was going to be a hiccup here or there, right, on Friday the 13th. We're going to talk to Stephen Procopio, president of the Public Affairs Research Council, about the recently concluded legislative session. But, hey, look, it's been a long session. He's probably tired. I get it. Somebody texted in about the partial insurance thing and the stated value. I'm tired of these legislators pretending they know what's best for everyone else. Most of these clowns don't know what's best for themselves, much less me. Somebody else texted in and said no quality underwriter would ever sell partial insurance. So there you go. We also decided to play the Who Are You game since we had some time, and I asked you to identify this person, actor, roles, movie, what have you. In other words, who are you? That same actor, two different movie roles. Somebody said Tom Hanks. No, it is not Tom Hanks. Somebody else said Michael Rooker. I don't know who Michael Rooker is, but that's not him. Somebody else correctly guessed the actor, but then placed him in two adult movie roles, which, again, I'll give you credit for the actor, but if you think I'm going to read those movie roles on the air, you're crazy. And then somebody else said Apollo 13 Mission Control character. That's right. Somebody else said Ed Harris in Apollo 13, which is right. Somebody else said Ed Harris Apollo 13, but I can't place the second movie. The second one was Glengarry Glen Ross. where he's with Jack Lemmon and all these other people, and it's this terrible movie with Alec Baldwin. Remember, he's the one that says, "So what are you talking about? Sales? You're talking about sales?" An awful movie. I always tell people that are going to sales, commission sales, before you decide to do that, watch this movie and let me know if you still want to do it. And those of you that are in commission sales, if you've seen Glengarry Glen Ross, let me know how accurate that is. Because it'll make you really just want to, man, just, well, I won't say it, but it'll make you sad. All right, still to come today, we're going to talk to Tim Temple, scheduled to appear, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. We'll take a deeper look at what the session accomplished for insurance reform and auto and home, and did anything change or is it really going to change? And we'll talk to Mark Rosa. He'll help you manage your money as he always does. Mark, of course, the president and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Colin Arnold's going to be here at 8:15, again, scheduled to appear. He's the director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the city of New Orleans. President Trump said he's going to get rid of FEMA after hurricane season. So I'd like to ask you at 504-260-1870, how do you feel about that? Because we all know after Katrina, FEMA didn't work so well. We also know that FEMA comes in with money. Again, going back to the example of people who were waiting to get a FEMA check for $300 after their freezer went out after a power outage, saying it was their turn to get money. So if you're against federal spending, do you want FEMA to go away? And do you think Louisiana will be able to take care of whatever needs to be taken care of after a natural disaster or not? Or does this mean that the money is still going to come to the state from the federal government and the state administers it? We'll talk to Barry Kern, president and CEO of Mardi Gras World. There's a big Mike the Tiger float heading to Omaha for the World Series. Then we'll talk to Todd Walker, SEC Network baseball analyst, former LSU and Major League Baseball player, about LSU getting things started in the College World Series. Friday morning, of course, we'll talk to Ian McNulty. He covers food and dining culture for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, and we'll find some places to eat and drink from him on Father's Day. And then we'll talk to Jeffrey Mason, creator and founder of a best-selling Hear Your Story line of guided family keepsake journals. And it's a pretty cool book. It says, "Dad, I want to hear your story. I think it'd make a great Father's Day gift because there are so many questions here. I wish I had asked my dad." And the idea is you give it to your dad, they fill it in, and then you have a keepsake. We'll be back, WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.